Girl, I'm like two glasses of wine in, so help me.
I need to catch up. That's how I'm going to help you.
Girl,
I need
get to go drinking.
Get alcohol. This is
get drinking.
This is ridiculous. It's a Friday night, and you're ahead of me, and I just found out. Jesus, give a girl a woman.
Because it's Friday, Friday. I don't know the rest of that song.
You don't know the next line of Gotta Get Down on Friday? That's it.
Girl, I'm 40. I'm 40, okay?
And I'm 28. What about it?
I'm just going to say welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Simply Amazing, the fabulous Nightcrawler podcast, where we've got two unbelievable women who are strong, sensual, and ready to rock.
Sensual? What the hell? And then you said rock like that. I feel like I'm in an 80s movie and we've got big curly hair. Lord have mercy. What is
Listen, happening? Call me Tawny Katane because I am all over the top of this Firebird.
Well, you know, we don't really have a Firebird here, but we have a guy who his name is like a worm. So fire worm? No? Okay, I'm sorry, Kurt. I shouldn't have said anything.
So Nightcrawler, welcome to the Simply Amazing podcast where we talk about all things Nightcrawler or anything related to Nightcrawler. Even tangentially, we will find a way to make it relate to Nightcrawler. We are here. I am the OG Nocturne. I am joined by, let me tell you right now. Okay, for those of you listening, you can't see this, but this bitch right here, I'm just going to say, we're doing a
Nightcrawler podcast. I knew you were going to call me out. I fucking knew. I was like, damn, I'm just saying all this shit and she's going to call me out.
Listen, bitch, if you had worn just a Superman hat or just a Superman jersey, I would say okay, but you did both. That, I don't know what to say.
I wore it to work. It was casual Friday at work, and I can wear t-shirts and hats on casual Fridays, and it matches. So also, this is for Supergirl. I love Superman, don't get me wrong, but this is for Supergirl, so fight me, everyone.
I will fight you, but I did send Lauren a Supergirl for her birthday. So
you did. You sent me a Supergirl Barbie. It's the first Barbie I've had in over a decade, literally.
Here's the thing. You might not realize this about me unless you've listened to any of our fucking podcasts, but I love Barbie. So
listen, at some point we're gonna do an episode about how Supergirl and Nightcrawler would be best friends, and that's how we're gonna connect it. But until then, I have to shout about Supergirl now, apparently. So
no, you can talk about Supergirl all you want. I'm just going to call you out for how dare you. It's twofold. This is what bothers me. If it was just the jersey or just the hat, fine.
It's a t-shirt. It's not even a jersey. You make it sound like a sports jersey.
You know what it is I have too many people in my life who are like British. And so they call call like sweaters jerseys. And I can't deal with my life. I'm sorry. Welcome, everybody, to Simply Amazing. We've already introduced ourselves.
Welcome, Jesus Christ.
Two glasses in of wine because I've had a life, let me tell you. You'll hear about it maybe in the deposition, but we'll talk about it later. But we're here to talk about Nightcrawler, but specifically, there was a Reddit thread that came up recently.
Yes.
That pissed me off. Because it was like, hey, all of these characters who are animalistic, what do you think? And Nightcrawler was one of them. And I got to tell you, I do not consider Nightcrawler an animalistic character. What about you, Lauren?
Ooh. See, that is not the question I thought you'd open with. Because, I mean, that's tough. I mean, I think in a very literal sense, he is animalistic in that he has animal-like qualities. But again, also humans, we have animal-like qualities. We're literally animals. So
yeah, we're animals.
Like, literally, we are animals. And Kurt's a mutant. So, you know, human with other abilities. So, like, literally also an animal, too. So, like, you know, calling a human or a human-like figure and trying to decide if they're animalistic or not is also kind of a no argument because we're literally animals. But let's talk about what makes him look more like an animal than, you know, like the stereotypical animal outside of humans, because we believe we are homo superior, even though we're not mutants. Apparently, we all believe that here. So he has a tail, which most other humans don't have, even though evolution-wise, I believe it's been said that we did have tails at one point as humans, but then we devolved them, essentially. We said, fuck the tails, which I think is lame, but whatever.
So in our fetal development, we all have tails in the beginning. of our fetal development. And it's just the tail becomes our spinal cord eventually, except, and I told Lauren about this last week, except in Nora from Queens, where her cousin has a tail, which if you haven't watched Nora from Queens, I love that show so much. It's stupid. It's with Awkwafina and Bowen Yang. It's great. I love it. Yeah, you should watch it.
You did tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. You should watch it. But yeah, we lose our tails, our vestigial tails, or unless you're in that X-Files episode where the guy was fucking all those women and they all had babies with tails.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyways, listen.
Thank God Lauren's here to like rein this shit in.
So to answer the question more directly, does Kurt have more, I guess, animalistic qualities outside of the human ones? Yes, I think he does. However, like,
he's not an animal.
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel like it's not bad to say he's an animal because humans are animals. I just said that. But I think people might take it insultingly because it's like he's not an animal. He's like he's evolved like humans are, blah, blah, blah. It's like I wouldn't say so. I don't say it to say it's an insult, but literally he is. We all are. Like, I don't understand that problem. The part of the post that stood out to me was where it got funny and wasn't stupid people arguing about semantics that actually don't matter because literally, yeah, he is. We all are. Okay, let's move on.
Well, tell me more about that.
What, are you my therapist? God damn it.
Now I am, yes. Please, tell me all about your trauma, please. Tell me about your Kurt trauma.
Oh, don't get me started. Let's just talk about the Draco then. Let's just do the episode now. Fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
Anyways, but no, the part of the Reddit post that was funny that like stood out to me when Lisa, you sent it to me was where it was like, do you think that these characters that are more like animals or what we think of as animals, that they get the zoomies like then? And that image was just fucking hilarious. Like imagine like Kurt just getting so hyper, he zooms around, or Wolverine's the funniest one to think about because of who he is and how he's characterized as this macho masculine guy. Just imagine him zooming around. Be fucking hilarious.
I do believe that Wolverine gets the zoomies. I do believe that 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
I was outside with my dog like 20 minutes ago and she had the zoomies and I'm looking at her and I'm like, yeah, Logan, go. Yeah.
Yeah, oh no, he especially gets the zoomies like right after he sees Jean Grey and she leaves the room. Zoomies.
Oh yeah.
Spinning in circles and he's trying to find Scott to rub in his face and he's zooming. Absolutely.
He probably like pees on Scott like an animal to be like, this is my woman.
Listen, that whole thing just gets so awkward so quickly. But like, I think he totally gets the zoomies. I think Kurt would get zoomies in a more like happy flirtatious way in terms of like, you know, if he's like, oh my God, I got planned something. I'm going on this date with somebody, or oh my God, my best friend's coming over and I want to make something nice to them. Because here's the thing about Kurt that I love about him is he has so much love to give and it's not just to his significant other, even though that's very much there. Marvel needs to fix this shit now. But yes. Anyways, he just, you know, he would give so much to his friends similarly to how he was significant other. You know, it's not like his significant other's on the biggest pedestal and his friends are like levels lower. Like he cares about them, but he's not like that. He loves fully and entirely.
I want to just throw this out there. He doesn't get the zoomies. He gets the hornies.
The horny zoomies. Is that not a thing? Is it just me? Like,
Lauren, have you gotten the horny zoomies?
Listen, I don't know what those are because I've never heard of it till I just said it now, but maybe it's a thing. See, I don't even need wine to say stupid shit. I just say it. Imagine how I am when I'm actually drunk. It's terrible.
I've seen it. It's phenomenal.
Have you seen me drunk? You haven't.
No, I haven't. I'm just lying.
Yeah.
I'm
stop
just
lying. Assuming. God, lying Lisa. That's what happens when we have two glasses of wine. We get lying Lisa.
Well, I mean, I think Ben Folds wrote a song about that, so we'll see. But let me tell you, I just need to comment on Lauren's background because it is so on point. Granted, she's wearing the Supergirl shit. I mean, we'll ignore it.
Shit. God, shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying she's got Nightcrawler behind her at least. All I've got behind me is Dolly Parton. So there you go.
Listen, listen. I'm not going to give you shit for that because we love Dolly Parton in this house. Okay. So no, you should absolutely have a giant image of Dolly Parton. I need to get one. I don't know where I'd put one, but I need to get one. Shit.
You should get one. Absolutely. But yeah, I've never been one to subscribe to that Kurt is an animalistic character. Like, there are characters that very clearly take after animalistic qualities. I mean, Beast was very ape-like until he became cat-like. Then you've got, like, Feral and Talon and, like, all these characters that are very clearly animalistic. I mean, Kurt has qualities about him that are animalistic.
He crawls on walls. He can crawl on his... like all his limbs very easily.
Yeah, he's got a little tail, but he's not an animal. He's a human. He's not an animal. He's a human.
There's nothing wrong with him being an animal. He's a human. Humans are animals, Lisa. We're going to keep going through this.
I was just going with the Charlton Heston of it all. He's not an animal. I'm a human being. I think that's
we're Charlton getting Huston rid of the stigma. Okay. There's nothing that's wrong with being an animal. Okay. My gosh, we're not saying that you're feral, like an actual feral, terrible animal that you know doesn't seem to have a conscious or lacks empathy. Like, and animals also have empathy and have consciousness, depending on the animal. So, like, come on, guys. Like,
I'm gonna be real. Like, I've got an animal I'm staring at right now. Her name is Daisy May, and I love her so much, but she's still an animal.
Yeah, but she's amazing. And like
she is.
I mean, what makes somebody an animal? Like, that's a whole other discussion that gets really tricky very quickly. Like, okay, fine. Daisy May's an animal. Why is she an animal and Kurt isn't? Well, because Kurt has higher cognitive abilities and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, there's clearly a difference, but like that doesn't, you know, it's just tough.
I think the big thing with Kurt too, though, is that because he was born the way he was, like his whole life, he had to fight to be accepted as a human being, you know, like his whole life. Like it's every other person, every other character, like Logan, Beast, all of them, they at least had their moments where they were human before their mutation took over. Mm-hmm. Kurt was born the way he was. So he's always had to fight to like be accepted as a human being, to be accepted by others. And that's why I kind of like, I don't subscribe to this whole idea of him being animalistic. Like I've heard people say like, well, if you like Kurt, then you're a furry. No, I don't subscribe to that because.
No, you're right. I do hate that. That shit pisses me the fuck off. My siblings do that shit to me all the time. And I'm like, but I also had to go through a conversation with them because they were like, furry is not a bad thing, even though it would be fun before. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like when furry was first coined, when I was in like high school, that is not something you want to be associated with. That was a very bad thing back then. So, like, I'm still like, do not ever call me that shit. So, anyways.
Well, I agree. Like, here's the thing. I'm not going to say that furry is bad or good. I'm not going to quantify what furry is. I'm just going to say that, like, his character is not that. His character is not a furry. His character, like, granted, he's got fur, but he's not a furry. He's not that kind of person. He's not that character. He's more than that.
Well, and even that's up for debate in terms of fur because, you know, fur, I mean, I agree. I think he still has fur. I still don't think he's a furry. And you bring up a great point, too, that actually is very important with Kurt as a character that distinguishes him from all these other characters that can have similar qualities as him. And yet you really want to distinguish that he is not an animal because, like you said, a part of his character is he's been trying so hard to distinguish like, hey, just because I look different and maybe I do move differently, maybe I do move similar to like maybe how an animal does and such, but I'm still me. I still have my cognitive abilities. I still care about people. I still like, I'm still this, I'm human too, you know? I think that's a really great point. And I would really like to see that coexistence of both things where he can say, yes, he has animalistic qualities, but he's not an animal in the derogatory way of like, I'm lesser than a human. I am still human. I do have these qualities that, yes, they're different than other humans. And yeah, maybe other animals have them great, but I'm still me. I'm still at this value. At the end of the day, that completely matches his character. I actually completely love that. So yeah, I actually am in agreement with you now. I think in his case, especially, it's not fair to just say, oh, yeah, he's an animal, because it is relevant that, you know, yeah, he has animal-like qualities, but he's fully human. We're not going to say he's an animalistic human or character, because even if that can logically be true in a way, that kind of screws with Kurt as a character and his whole existence, and we have to honor that.
Yeah, and we know that he can impregnate humans because Nocturne exists, so there you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's still human. He's not like he's a mutant that just looks different. Like,
yeah,
he literally isn't different than other humans, other than the fact that he's a mutant that happens to have blue skin and still has a tail and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. No, but I've been very, I mean, like we've talked before, he has animalistic qualities. He runs on all fours. He's got a tail, all that stuff, but his mutation is not rooted in the animal kingdom. Like we've talked about, there are mutants whose mutations are rooted in animalia, like Wolverine, like mm-hmm. Beast, like these characters, but Kurt is not one of them. If anything, his mutation is more demonic than it is animal.
Right. I completely agree. So, yeah, I think it's unfortunate that animal gets used in such a derogatory way still. And we have to keep that noted. And especially because, you know, Kurt's entire existence has had that used against him derogatorily. So, yeah, it is very important to distinguish against that in terms of social context and everyday life. Absolutely.
Can you hear my dog growling right now?
No.
So I just got Barbies dropped off at my front door because I bought some Barbies and my dog is growling the hell at the front door right now.
Well, she's guarding you as she should.
She's a good girl. She's an animal, not Kurt. There you go.
Oh my God. Put that on a t-shirt too. More t-shirt ideas, more dumb shit from us.
Okay. For real though, do you remember in the 90s, you might not remember, in the 90s, there was a commercial for a toy that was called The Animal.
Uh-uh.
It was like, the animal, nothing can stop, the animal.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I can already tell you're looking it up. I used to sing that all the time because when I would go to the beach, I would like pick up a clam and I'd be like, this is my animal now. And I would like take it home and like try to raise it. Never worked. Never survived. But there you go.
It be like that. It happens. But yeah. Yeah. You've convinced me, like I'm in full agreement, you know, with the context mattering. Yeah. He's an animalistic character in the literal sense, but in terms of, again, social context and who he is as a character, like we're not going to call him an animal because
no, he is not an animal.
We just can't do that. We're not going to do that. He's our boy.
He's not an animal. He's a human being. Well, this has been a fun little chat. It was a quick little chat, quick little talk about something we both agree on, even though I don't agree on all this Superman shit, but I'll.
Jesus, Supergirl, you can't even remember. This is my problem. No one remembers.
I remember.
Y'all gonna learn.
I remember. I choose to forget.
Stop it.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us for another fabulous installment of Simply Amazing. This is a little quickie, but we didn't have a whole lot to say because we both agreed that he is not an animal. And we're going to put that on record. Kurt Wagner, not an animal. Also, it's Kurt Wagner, not Wagner. Assholes, stop saying Wagner. It's Wagner.
Yeah, it's a V. Again, I'm not a fan of Kurt being German still, but that's besides the case. We're moving on. This is not that episode. Elise is going to fight me.
We are going to have this conversation because I do not understand why she hates Kurt being German.
I didn't say I hate it. I said I don't care for it. I don't like it.
Okay, fair. I'm German. I'm just saying.
But I kind of hate it. I mean, what?
I'm just saying I'm part German. I'm just saying, like, I'm super offended.
Listen, I'm probably part German, too. I have a bunch of European white shit in me. So, like, whatever.
Yeah, there's a tiny part of you that's like, hey, bitch, what are you saying?
Honestly, I think that part of me is like, it's fine.
Maybe. I don't know. They'll call me later and let me know. I have me and your German side are like, we have got a DM. We've been chatting.
What? God, am I Moon Knight now? Do I have people coming out while I'm like sleeping? Fuck.
Can I tell you, your German side, not a Supergirl fan.
That's why I don't like that side. My German side could kick bricks. Fuck off. Fucking rude. Can't handle that bitch.
All right. Well, guys, thank you again for joining us for another fabulous.
We're never ending this episode. Never, ever. Just to be us bitching.
This is the thing. Every time we try to end the episode, one of us is going to yell at the other one. Like, I'm going to be like, bitch, and your Supergirl shit, okay?
This is all your fault. You keep instigating. This is literally all your fault.
I'm not the one who wore a Supergirl shirt to a Nightcrawler podcast. I'm just saying.
Hey, at least now you remember it's a Supergirl shirt, so it's done its job.
Fair. Fair. Again, for the 18th time, thank you so much for joining us for this fabulous episode of Simply Amazing. It might be the last episode at this point because me and Lauren hate each other now.
Maybe so, we'll become super amazing and Lisa will kill me. I wouldn't ever do that, guys. Don't worry. This is
anyway. Well, thank you again for joining us. Lauren, where can they find you?
If y'all want to scream at me for loving Supergirl too much or please whatever, I'm on everything is at friendly MBHDBI. The YouTube channel is still on hiatus. Don't know what's going on with that yet. But again, I'm enjoying putting more time into this right now, trying to take everything I used to do one thing at a time. So the longer that's on hold, the more I'm focused on this. So it's a good thing for you guys that listen to this. So woohoo. But if you want to check that out, it's at MBHD Comic Show on YouTube and Twitter and Threads and Blue Sky, all that crazy crap. So find me where you are at this point because everything is terrible on social media and we're all just trying to make the best of it. And we all just want to talk to each other. So make the best of it.
Yeah. Elon Musk has suddenly decided that everything that Twitter is good is bad. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I just saw today that they're apparently going to get rid of, like, on your feed when you see posts and you're just scrolling, they're going to get rid of letting you see likes and retweets. I'm like, what the
Which is the whole goddamn point. What is the point of Twitter?
Like, he's literally, like, I'm completely in support at this point of the conspiracy theory or whatever, but, like, he's, you know, that he is taking control of a communication platform for all of us people that aren't fucking billionaires and Congress people and rich people in power, and he's completely ruining it on purpose. I completely believe it right now. But anyways, see, that is very depressing. I'm sorry, guys.
I disagree to a small extent because I believe in the saying that don't apply malice where ignorance is key. Because I think he's doing it because he's an idiot. I think he's stupid.
Either way, it's causing problems. So
it is. It is.
So anyways, find me wherever you can. Make sure you find us on Twitter and Blue Sky, I believe we're on, and Instagram.
We're on all of it. Stuff. You can find all of that on simplyamazingpod.com. Eventually, I promise I'm going to update that website. We'll have more information there. But find us there, simplyamazingpod.com. All of our socials are there. Everything is there. You can find us Simply Amazing on Blue Sky. I got to start checking that more often. I've been very, very involved in my job recently, so I've been a little distracted, but I'm trying to get back into doing this fun stuff and into the swing of things. But if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I've got a tail, I'm not an animal. No, you are not an animal. You're just a freak, but you're simply amazing.